Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so today's Tuesday show, Joy My Clarion is here now. I'm going to play a little bit of song for you guys, get you guys in the mood. So this is Chaka Khan. It's a salute out to one of our callers from yesterday, and I stay true to my word. Chaka Khan, bye.
In your eyes and I can see your love so dangerously. You're not trusting your heart to anyone. You tell me you're gonna play it smart. We're through before we start, but I believe that we've only just begun.
Okay, now that was something. I had to turn it down because Shaka can get kind of, she can get kind of loud. That was fire. I hope everyone is having a good Tuesday morning. I know I am. Let's see. Okay, so announcements. So wanted to thank you, everyone who listened to the show. We reached over 100 callers in our milestone. That's what I've been told. So thank you. I didn't know it would come out to be like this. I just really just started doing the show just because, you know, I wanted to. Simple as that. And, yeah, thank you. Much love. Continue to listen. And I do have the Tarot Facebook page. It's in the link, so you guys go in there and check it out. I have a nice little good thing, some tarot cards, some posts. I have our hoodie, that our limited edition hoodie that we're commemorating for the whole over 100 caller type of event. So it's really nice. Everyone can just have fun. And, what I would like to do with that page, I'm trying to take it further, I would like to do, like, free readings on that page as well. So definitely something to think about. When you come into the page, I'm not sure what time it's going to be, but you definitely might see, like, a free reading underway on the Facebook. Okay. So anyway, so let's get to the News of Joy Politics Minute. Okay, so we have the story up. Target is going through some stuff right now. They had a hack, so I'm told. I read the article. It just sounds horrible. It took me back to a phone company I had, and it happened to me, but in a different company. The hackers come in and take your money, take your credit card information. So I just did a reading to glean some information on that, and it just looks like this whole thing is going to put a damper into their customers wanting to, you know, really just go to Target in the future, which is unfortunate. They got the two of bows, so usually that's a card of, like, decision. And when I was looking into it, it just felt like it's, like, 50-50. Like, most people are probably, they had, like, good people coming in before, like, a nice little high value on Target, but now it's, like, most people are going to, like, question it. Should I go to Target? Should I not go to Target? Well, there is a risk there, right? Because there's no resolution to this. You know, they haven't called anyone. Could it happen again? The article kind of said could it happen again. I felt like it won't happen again. It's just something I gleaned from the reading. But it just, I feel like the damage is done. Most people are probably going to be on the edge with Target for a while. So that's Target's woes. That's the political news minute right there. Let's see. We got the Tarot Business Corner question of the day. Should you invest in SEN stocks? Now, the article there is kind of limpy, but I did a tarot reading, and to be honest, like, short answer, no. I had actually even several conversations with people about this, like, SEN stocks. I mean, this is what the article didn't mention. It includes, like, prisons, you know, alcohol, tobacco. I think they mentioned they touched on tobacco and alcohol, firearms, casinos. But just other stuff, like weed companies, sex companies. I mean, there's a whole plethora of SEN stocks that they haven't mentioned in the article. And if you, like, read at the end, the author even says, like, they're not associated with any of these SEN stocks. I'm like, well, why did you write it? So it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to have to probably do a part two to see on the positive end, like, how positive stocks kind of fare with the SEN stocks. But I would say short answer, no. Just our humanity is just kind of like, I feel at a crossroads. So I feel like when you get into SEN stocks, you know, part of you knows is not right, right? So you're not 100% backing your stock. Like, just because, you know, on an energetic level, we're just talking about energy, you're not 100% with that stock because you know it's a SEN stock. So in theory, like, how can it really do its best potential when you already have, like, some hesitation with the stock? So I was trying to reason with this little debate I had It was definitely a debate because some people are like, oh, SEN stocks are great. And I just don't think they're a long-term investment because if something comes around that is better in terms of our health and that's more immortal, we're going to go with that. I mean, that's what happened to the tobacco industry. Actually, he said that in an article. When they had the research to say tobacco usage was unhealthy, what happened? Like, the stocks went down. You know, people kind of turned away from it. They have these new substitutes now. They have these electronic cigarettes. I mean, there's another industry that spring in place of it, really. And I just don't see tobacco. I don't really see people going back to tobacco. I think what's keeping tobacco alive is, like, the old customers. Like, their true, you know, customers that always, you know, been on it for since they were young, maybe. I mean, it's just times are changing, so that's how I feel about the Sun stocks. And yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's how I feel. So that little segment is over. And we're gonna get into right now we're gonna get into the herb of the day. And I chose for the herb of the day is guarda-cola. Guarda-cola is a really neat herb. It's actually an herb that a lot of the elephants eat, and they say they've eaten it for such a long time that it's believed that the guarda-cola is what makes their memory so expansive. That, you know, so I'm thinking, like, okay, this is why we use it for brain abilities, because that's why we use it. We use it to promote brain health, to promote blood flow, and it's also been used for other reasons, too. Some herbalists actually use it as an antidote for poisonous mushrooms and arsenic poisoning. I was like, you got to be real skilled, I feel like, to actually pull guarda-cola together for an antidote. I mean, it's just some of the stuff that shamans will use guarda-cola. I mean, it's just, you know, beyond what we have here in Western society right now. But I feel like we're opening the door to green health and just some folk remedies, according to what I read earlier. It's just that guarda-cola is used to treat syphilis, leprosy, mental illness, epilepsy. I'm like, wow. Woo, I need that guarda-cola. I've actually tried guarda-cola. It's a nice little green, healthy herb. I just kind of make it into like a tea, like a decocted tea. I will put like a teaspoon of the raw dry herb. I put it in the pot for like 20 minutes to let it simmer, and they say like 20 minutes will give like medicinal strength. And I'll just drink it. Sometimes I actually combine it with ginkgo, and I know I only do this for like when I have to study or I have to like read something, but it helps me. I mean, that's just my personal experience with that. If you go to an herbal store, it's like cheap. It's like, I would say like less than $10, and you get like a nice size ounce, you know, for it. It's something to look into, because if you were to compare that with, like, vitamins and minerals, of course, with the raw herb, you're going to get a lot more potency. You know, I don't know. I would say you get a lot more potency. It would be healthier, and it would be 100% natural, so you can't go wrong with that. That's just my personal opinion. So, anyway. Okay, so we're going to get into, like, the love and life questions. So I'm going to play a little song to set us into that segue, Anita Baker.
What have you done to me? I can't eat, I cannot sleep, and I'm not the same.
I'm not afraid to die.
Baker. Wow, she got an aftermath for the song. That's like the extended version. I love that song. I haven't heard it in like years. That song is very nostalgic for me. I remember that song when I was in a diner. I was like a little girl in a diner with my grandpa and my sister, and we were just eating some, diner food, and that song came on the jukebox, or I think I chose it, and it's just a fun time. And so when I heard the song, it just jolted something in me like that, that real love like that. I'm still reeling off the song. Whew, that's going to be good for this love of life. So if you guys got some questions, I got my co-host Beck should be in the chat room, so definitely, if you got a love life question, get this tarot on deck. So I'm going to let in the caller, 646, you're on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy to hear you loving the music.
thank you. It's something to spice up Tuesdays.
Yeah, warm it
How
up
you
here.
Doing?
It's really cold. I'm okay, but I called you a little while. Maybe I shouldn't even ask the same question again. But I'm wondering about this guy I really care for and if he and I are going to get closer.
Okay. That's fine. Because, that's always an issue for women, like relationships. So it's something that's important to us. So, yeah, I definitely will glean. If you want to know the outcome of the relationship or you want to know how it's going right now, like anything specific?
I guess outcome.
Okay. What's your name, by the way, if I can just
Sarah.
Call it in. Okay. Did you say
can
Sarah?
Can you do private readings?
Okay. That's fine.
Do you do private readings?
Oh, yes, I do. So if you don't want to have to call the show, the best way to reach me right now is through my email. I actually do, like, a real extensive one. So, you know what? I'll just put it in the chat room.
Oh, I'm not online. Can you just say it?
Oh, you're not online? Okay, well, then I'll just say it's going to be Joy Clarion, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And I definitely do that for folks. So, and if you give me like your full birthday, I'll do like some astrology there too to give you some clarification.
Oh, swell.
So, yeah, I'm kind of busy, but I definitely usually have time to do it like the one time I do like a nice little thing for you. So that's no problem.
Okay.
Let's see what I can do for you in this short amount of time.
Okay.
So what's going to be the outcome of your relationship? Okay, so now this all depends on what you like, but okay, it looks like the guy that you're into, he's definitely someone you feel like is marriage material. Okay. I feel like you will stick it through with this person, but maybe the way you feel about him will be a little bit different. I got, like, the King of Bows, the Adder, and usually this type of person or male is kind of, like, dominating or domineering, and for women it can feel kind of, like, just kind of, like, controlling. But it definitely is a symbol for you kind of still staying with this guy in the relationship. Let's see. I mean, it looks like... in the near future, like in the recent past, you were doing something I feel like you were doing some kind of business or something. Is that correct, or I don't know?
We worked on a project together
right.
in the recent past, and we get on
right.
easy with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, this project is going to get to his head. Like the near future, he's going to stick it through you, but I feel like he's going to be trying to control to be, like, the lead on this project that you guys have been working on. I don't know how that – yeah, I feel like that's going to be, like that energy is going to be constraining, but you're going to work with him still. I mean, you're really into him, so I think you're going to still work with him. But I'm just trying to kind of give you, like, you know, this is kind of how he's going to take it. He's going to try to, like, dominate and be in charge of the project. in some instance.
Okay. But romantically, him and me?
Now, it's funny because, like, I want to say that there is romance, but I feel like the whole project energy or just the need for control will kind of push forward. It's almost like if you wanted to get, like, romantic with them, I feel like you have to submit to them. And I don't know how you feel about that because I feel like you kind of want him to be more, like, into you emotionally. And it's more of, like, a power thing. So I feel like it kind of will be one-sided with, like, the romantic endeavor. It may not be, like, how you would want him to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but would we get to, like, a romantic relationship or not?
Yeah, I do have, like, this indication for some kind of romance, but it's surrounding around this project. So, like, the more time that you have working together, there is there's something there. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I got this card. It's like what I said, like, there's a possibility because you guys want to be working closer together. I got the Ten of Arrows of Instruction, so I feel like someone is teaching, it's weird because I feel like you're actually teaching him about this project. Like, you're more of kind of, like, secure of, like, the ideas of, like, how things should be. So you're going to be working more close together. Honestly, those means that because he's got such a domineering, he's going to be more competitive, so it's going to be less, he's going to be feeling less sexy. Okay. Does that make sense? Like, he's going to be,
like,
I guess because, like, you know, you have more of a, go ahead.
Oh, no, you said he's going to be more competitive and less what?
I feel like he's going to be more competitive, and he's not going to feel as sexy or, like, wanting to kind of, just kind of get with you, like, romantically, because it's more, I guess it's, like, more about pride with him. So the fact that you kind of shine more in this project is, I think love is going to be, like, the last thing on his mind. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, the best way to kind of get romantic with him is, like, and it's up to you if you want to do this. I feel like you would have to kind of bow down in a sense to him, like, in a sense, like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Even if it could be your idea, you'd be, like, kind of, like, oh, that's a great idea, kind of, like, pumping him up, and he would feel more into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. Wow.
So it's a matter of what you're willing to do, really.
Okay.
I mean, it's just more about his pride. Like, if you could kind of, like, I want to, like, say, soothe his ego a bit or stroke his ego a little bit. Yeah, the romance will definitely go into your favor. But if you kind of stay to how you are now, just kind of being true to yourself, like, with the project and everything, I feel like he's a little bit intimidated by you, and he's going to kind of be competitive, trying to, like, outshine you in this endeavor, even though you're kind of teaching him.
Wow, we finished one project. We're going to start another. And he told me I was outstanding in the other project. I mean,
yeah, and that's true. You got the Queen of Bows, which is a successful card. I mean, everyone knows, like, it's almost like it's recognizable of your skill, but it's just a matter of him just kind of, like, I feel like he would try to, like, compete with you on some level to say, like, you know, you're good, but, like, I'm better too, if that makes any sense.
Wow, I don't know that came into play the last project, though. I mean, maybe it did, because I shared everything with him, and he really took a step back or two. Now, this new one, he may not, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's true.
Like, you have skill. It's just, like, it's all about, like, okay, people say certain things, but then you never know in the back of their mind. Like, he could be, like, okay, she's good, but, like, she's too good. Like, I want to kind of still be on top.
Huh. Okay,
you know,
I guess.
So we have, like, 53 seconds. If you guys want to continue to listen in, you have to dial the number. We're going into the after hour with our caller Sarah, and I think the chat room will still be open. So Blackbuck gives us like 10 more minutes or so. So just, you know, if you're listening live and it just shuts down, you might want to call in the guest number that's up in the show. So just want to give that out. But, yeah, is there anything else that you wanted to get more information about?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, two things. I don't know if you have the time. I do see this guy as marriage material. I'd like to spend my life with him. So could that be a possibility?
For marriage? Okay.
Well, commitment, deep commitment.
Okay.
Interesting about the ego.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Like I said, he is marriage material. I got the King of Stones in that first reading, and I did it again for you. I have the Green Woman. Like, I guess this, I feel like that's more what he sees, like the creativity in you. He sees you as an ideal mate, and I do see success for, like, long-term commitment. Three bows of fulfillment. I definitely see it working out in the long term. That's why I said, like, it depends on how you want to play it, but this is definitely a long-term relationship. Just with his characteristics. I just say, you know, just to kind of warn you with the project, you can get kind of competitive, you know.
All right. Well, that's good to have that warning, because then I'll know when to back down, when to soar. It seems, all right, you talk. I don't need me talking. You're the one I'm asking you questions.
Oh, no, go ahead. You can feel free to what you think about everything.
Well, no, it just seems that basically our gifts are pretty compatible. They're different from each other. So we make
right.
each other better. And
right.
I appreciate his
and
gift.
And I definitely think when you guys...
Like... No, you talk.
Right. No, I was saying you're definitely right. You guys are both, you have like that fire chemistry when you work together, like that creativeness.
Mm-hmm.
You take it in a good place. Just make sure he takes it in a good place too, because I feel sometimes with like rivalry, like you get kind of like, you can kind of feel kind of like anguish because you're not trying to take it that way, but he might, you know, want to try to be competitive and just like, you know, I'm the boss, let's do it the way I want it. You know, just kind of warn you with that.
Okay, I appreciate that, because I am like that, but with him I'm not, but I'll just have to be more aware of it.
Oh, if you're like that, don't be that way with him. The adder, there's nothing worse than having two snakes kind of come at each other. I'm just sorry.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just the type
no,
of card
that's
like
this
like adder snake.
No, it's interesting. can I ask you another thing?
Just don't do that with him. His personality is too strong.
No, I'll tell you the truth, though. He's the one person I don't do it with. Because I think he is highly intelligent. I respect where he's coming from and respect his input. So, if anything, I've looked for his input and he's pulled away about it sometimes. I've wanted it, you know? So, yeah, actually, I do it with a lot of people. I don't do it with him, but you know what? I'm going to really keep a check on that and, you know, watch myself and...
Yeah. I think when you do that for him, it's like a courtesy, because he has a real strong personality when it comes to that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's definitely going to go in your favor, like long term. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I do. Yeah, and I don't do it phony. I mean it. I really mean it, because he's good. He's great. You know, and working with him is fabulous.
I definitely. Right. I got the card like for the present. Inquiry of your question, the King of Stones, in the first reading, that was the card. And usually when I get this card, men are, like, stable. Like, it's kind of signifying a person who's stable. And that's, like, a real good quality for, like, a woman in a relationship. Like, you feel like you know this guy. He could be, like, father material. He comes off that kind of guy, like, stability. So that's always something, you know, that's good. I mean, it's rare to have, too, those values, so...
Oh, that's cool. That's
definitely
cool.
Like, he's definitely for you. go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, just wondering, if this time, if I could just ask about finances. I'm an actor, but I'm in a part-time job, I hate. And you did say things would get better with the people there, but ideally I'd like to be away from it, this job, because it's extremely time-consuming, and I don't get paid for all the hours I work there. So it's right. taking okay. away from the other world.
So you want to know the status of the part-time job, or you want to know if you'll be able to be have another situation, or?
Yeah, if I'll have another situation, like with my acting work. Yeah, things that I really want to do as opposed to, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So will something come through for your passion, for what you really want to do?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks good. It really does look good. I do see in your current job that you are just maintaining that you have, like, just some issues there, and you're just trying to, like, hang in there. You do have a really – I feel like you have a talent in what you're passionate about. Like, you have a talent that could make you money. And when I looked into, like, your immediate future, if you do pursue that, like, nonstop, I got the Ten of Vessels, the happiness card, and that's just a card that really represents, like, a lot of money, a lot of flow in that direction. That is definitely a good sign. If you were to just think of it like, okay, your passion is your full-time job, and then, you know, you have a part-time, you know, that's your part-time, but you kind of put more of, like, you tell your mind, like, this is my full-time job, and I'm going to pursue this passion, you know, more. Even though I got to go to the part-time, I'm not going to really think about the part-time so much. So it's kind of like your mind and soul are kind of more present in your passions and then focus on trying to get money from, you know, what you're doing creatively. It really will work in your favor.
Good. It's just that this part-time, I've let it get to me and bring me down and some of the stuff there.
Yeah,
I mean, now
I do see you have a – right. I do see that you have, like, dedication. You have, like, the spiritual warrior-ness. The Nine of Arrows dedication is like she's just kind of like bogged down, but she's maintaining. She doesn't know quite how to maneuver in the situation. But she kind of has like a psychic shield to try to not let things get to her. But at the same time, it's like you kind of have this feel like you're not really going anywhere. You're just kind of maintaining the situation.
Yeah. That is it. And sometimes, like with the new job, it's actually gotten me kind of down where I just feel I just want to go in bed and put the covers over my head, and it's not a good place to be because,
No. The best thing I could say is if you try to, like I said, if you look to your passion as like your job, like switch up your mind and say, you know what, I'm going to pursue this as a job, try to get some money from it in any small way. If you could get some kind of lucrative like money from it, it would really turn the tide on everything, the way you look at your part-time job and everything. Like, I feel like it won't even be a bother to you anymore. Like, you go into the part-time job feeling gleeful because, you know, like, you've got, like, a new start that you're, you know, that's flourishing. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
You're really good at it. I kind of want to ask what your passion is because
it's acting and singing. It's acting and singing.
Say it again.
Acting, singing, and interviewing.
Oh, okay. I got the Ten of Stones, the home. That's usually a card that's like, you know, abundant wealth. Like, you're really good at it. On an astrological point, we're talking about Mercury and Virgo, so the woman in communication. That's funny. So you're an actress? Yeah, this is like you're really good at that. Okay. That's what's going to get you the money, the Ten of Vessels of Happiness. Like, when you perform, like, people are just, like, gleeful, like... Yeah, if you could try to find a way to monetize that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, awesome, yeah. Because I bring a lot of joy in me, like, it's singing and emceeing, and also with interviewing, it's Mother Earth, but, oh, this is so cool. Thank you, Joy.
You're welcome. And I do mean what I say. You can always email me for a personal reading. I'll do more of, like, the astrology. Just kind of give me, like, your full birthday, and I'll try to get some of, like, some astrology involved in the reading, so it'll be more personalized, you know, so I'll do that for you. So definitely contact me there. So I hope that was helpful.
Really helpful. What a great start to my day. Yeah, and I love the music, and since I was listening when you were playing Coldplay, I used to rule the world, and I've been singing that since, but MTA's music I loved. Yeah, when I heard Through the Fire, it was like, oh, this is my song.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, what is the music to, like, fill for the mood? I was like, I got to play some up-tempo stuff. Like, you know, this is that kind of day. I was like, okay, let me play this.
No,
so,
this
yeah,
is
one
so
of my
perfect.
Colleagues used to like Shaka Khan, so.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
You're going to be okay. Yeah, you're going to be okay. I feel like the answer for you is to pursue your passion for money. And as soon as you get, I'm telling you, as soon as you get, like, that small inkling of some money, I mean, your whole world will turn around. Like, I just, I've really coming through the cards. It will, like, just turn everything, just how you feel and your parts and what, everything will just kind of turn around. Because that would be, like, the evidence for you, like, you know you can make this money. Like, there's no doubt holding you back. Like, you can make this money off of your skill, your talent.
Yeah, that's the thing that, I just have to feel because, oh, it's gorgeous. Because I haven't been getting any work, but I haven't been getting any work in that because I've been doing a little, I'm sorry, Matt, sorry, because I've just been doing so much work at this other place. But I've been doing a little bit of singing, a little bit more. Oh, awesome.
You know, I was going to say, too, if you want to include your male friend, he would actually be good to help you in some respect to get some money. If you come from, like, you know, I'm really trying to make this lucrative, you think you would mind helping me and, you know, you get, like, you know, a fair fee or whatever, like, he would really help you, I think, too. I got, like, something really good with that.
He would help me with
like,
money?
Kind of make
really?
Yeah, like, I got the Six of Vessels of Reunion, so he would actually really like doing that, like helping you to try to make this, your acting career somewhat lucrative.
Oh, good. He's a good guy. Oh, I can't wait to talk to you one-on-one. This is great.
Definitely. You're welcome. All right, I'm gonna just play the Outward song because I only have like a few minutes here. Definitely call. I'll be on again on Thursday, 7:30 in the morning. So that's the next time I come on for Blog Talk. And you can definitely email me the email joyclarion9@gmail.com for the astrology bit.
Awesome, got you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Sarah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for everyone who called in who's in the chat room. So okay. I had, I put the caller on mute. So thanks for everybody joining in. I wonder if anyone, no one's in the chat room. I just put, I don't know if this get out. Thanks for everybody for coming in to the show. I'll be on again Thursday, 7:30 in the morning. So I'm going to play something real fun. I'm going to play the last song.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge, I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breeze blows.
Okay, that was Grandmaster Flash. I thought that was like a nice little Tuesday. Actually, you could play that every day you're about to go to work. Like, I really feel like it's a good pep-up. So that's my outro song. So Joy Monclarion's Come Again, Thursday, 7:30 in the morning. Take care, everyone, and thanks for keep calling and listening.